Let me now speak directly to the problem of mythology. Having spoken first of Joyce's work in literature, moving from the local to the general, of Jung's recognition of a psychological value system here, and of Yeats's presentation of a mythic image, which speaks to this point. What is mythology? Well, my own favorite definition of mythology is other people's religion. Now, if you can take the kind of distance that will let you look at your religion as though it were a mythology, you will gain a great deal. What is religion? Religion is misunderstood mythology. And the misunderstanding consists precisely in interpreting symbols which refer to spiritual principles, as all mythological symbols do. Interpreting symbols that refer to spiritual principles as though they refer to historical facts. You read your mythological text, and you read it as though it were a daily newspaper. It's referring to a lot of things that happened. And then when scholarship and science comes along and says, why, these things couldn't have happened, they didn't happen. We have evidence that the text is not as old as you think it is. We know who doctored it. We know why. Furthermore, what are you going to do with an ascension? Where is he going? Science tells us at the speed of light, those ascensors would still be in orbit. They would not be out of the galaxy yet. The whole thing becomes perfectly ridiculous. And this is because you're reading the thing the wrong way. These images do not refer to historical facts. All of the basic mythological images, and this I can say is a fact, are general to all of humanity. They proceed from the psyche, from the realm of primary imagination, out of the big dream system. Therefore, they cannot refer primarily to historical facts. But they have to use the imagery of normal secular life to carry the imagery that they're referring to of the spirit. Now, if you're going to interpret spiritual images in terms of historical facts or in terms of the interest we share with the beasts, you're not going to get where the symbol is trying to lead you. You are being cut off. Point number one. The images of myth come from the psyche and are reflected through the world in the way that psychiatrists speak of projection. One is projecting onto the universe or the society dream motifs from one's own depth, and those depths are there. If there's one thing Jung has proven, it is that there is what might be called an objective psyche. There is something right in there. And what has proven it to everybody I know, every young person at any rate, is those LSD trips. What was it came up? Good old standard mythological experiences. I remember having a discussion of considerable importance with a group of psychologists and psychiatrists about all this. The problem of the difference between a mystic and a lunatic. The difference is that the lunatic has fallen into water in which he could not swim, and the mystic swims with delight in those same waters. And they're the waters of the depths of the psyche, the depths of the soul. And it is of these waters that the myths speak. And we are introduced to it through the imagery of our religion, which refers to historical events. Now, as I've said, the first function of youth is to become implicated in the world, to prepare a vehicle that's going to be a vehicle of light. And so you have to be outward addressed. And what the mythological culture does is invoke your participation by showing you, you might say, your own face in the society. Shakespeare says, art holds the mirror up to nature. The nature that it's holding the mirror up to is not this thing that the photographer's going to catch. It's a kind of X-ray camera, taking pictures of the very depths of your soul and you find yourself fulfilled and brought into relation to the outer world and to your own self through that. And then comes the time of disengagement from the world. And if the mythology hasn't given you your own interior world, you're not going to be able to go into it. These are the problems, then, of the mythological experience, that you should experience the imagery that the society is giving to you first in order to make you participate and engage in the society's work, and then experience them in such a way that they lead to a disengagement. This is what a good functioning mythology does for you. The cycle that Yeats gives us of the world.